hear the wind blowing in through the front door. Idiot wind blowing in from the back. Idiot wind blowing in from every crevice, every crack. Anybody wanna tell it like it is to each other? Like you would to a sister or a brother. Cut this Cosmo Ball.
Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters. This is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Karen Webb, who's an Oklahoma-based journalist and regular contributor to the Oklahoma Observer, where she just wrote the article, Atlas Shrugged, Jesus Wept. Welcome to Background Briefing, Karen Webb.
Hi.
So just to touch on your very amusing article at the Oklahoma Observer, Atlas Shrugged, Jesus Wept, one of the lines from it is, in reference to Mitt Romney choosing Paul Ryan, you say the evangelical Christians have decided to back the Joseph Smith Ayn Rand ticket. Is that the way you see it?
Yes, if you're looking at it from a religious point of view.
So tell us about what's going on in your state, because I just was looking into the source of the wealth of the Paul Ryan family, and particularly his family's wealth, and it quickly became apparent that most of it comes from Oklahoma via his wife, Jenna Little. And the reason that this is important, and not that there's anything wrong with being wealthy in the United States, but Paul Ryan, of course, has developed this persona as a regular guy, an average blue-collar type American, and he's and Romney, of course, is somewhat tied to the 1% from which he comes. And it turns out that there's a considerable family wealth there, and it's derived from this extremely controversial procedure called fracking, hydraulic fracturing for oil and gas.
Yes. I was just looking into the connection with Dan Warren. And, of course, his wealth has gone up a huge amount since 2005. But on the, I haven't found a connection specifically to fracking, but his stepfather owns Robbins Petroleum Company out of Lufkin, Texas, which is right in the middle of where all their little earthquakes have been happening that they believe are connected to fracking. I haven't seen anything specific about that. But Dan Little, who is Paul Ryan's father-in-law, owns an oil company out of Medill, Oklahoma. And his family is terribly interesting. I just found out today from the Oklahoman, which is definitely will be pro-fracking, pro-Dan Bourne, pro-all of that, that her grandfather was Rural W. Little, and he was responsible for helping create the third party, American party in Oklahoma in 1967 to get George Wallace on the ballot. I don't know if you're familiar with any of that. And then he ran for governor, too. Her grandfather ran for governor but lost. But I've just been looking at this today because I had no idea there was a connection between Dan Bourne and Paul Ryan in a family situation.
Well, Dan Bourne is the congressman from Oklahoma.
And he is listed as a Democrat.
Right,
he's listed. You wouldn't really know that from looking at his voting record.
Right, and he serves on as the co-chairman of the House Natural Gas Caucus, and he has assiduously worked to block any move by federal regulators to restrain the drilling and efforts by the Obama administration to curtail tax benefits for the oil and gas industries. He is the son of former Oklahoma Senator David Bourne, now head of Oklahoma University. His uncle, Dan Little, controls the family business, the oil leases, and of course Dan Little is the father-in-law of Paul Ryan. Dan Bourne, the congressman, so-called Democrat, was among 41 House Democrats who joined Republicans in 2005 to pass legislation to prohibit the federal government from regulating fracking under the Safe Water Drinking Act. And my understanding is that the leases that were signed, that the family through Paul Ryan's father-in-law, the 325 oil and gas leases on thousands of acres in Oklahoma are designed to do fracking, and that they have made a deal with the biggest fracking company in the country, Chesapeake Energy, which is also...
That's correct. And Chesapeake is under investigation, as I understand it.
It is under investigation.
I don't know if it's under for... specifically for fracking, but I know they're under investigation because they've had stories about that here in Oklahoma.
They are, in fact, that's pretty much what they do, is fracking.
That's correct.
And they also, Chesapeake Energy, of course, is the top donor to Congressman Dan Boren's campaign. And again, he and Jenna Little are first cousins, and they share in the family wealth. What's your understanding of why Boren, the congressman, decided to quit?
Well, I don't know. The story originally said that he was going to take over and be president of one of the colleges in eastern Oklahoma, where he's from. I don't recall right now which one. However, now they're saying that he may be going to run for governor. And in this article in the Times, it said that he was going to come back and probably work in the private industry and the oil industry. Now, I don't know when it changed from being the president of a college to the petroleum industry. I haven't found the connection on that yet at all. But, I did appreciate his comment in the paper about that it's the same as if your company, if your family's in the lumber business, and that it's not any connection. There's no conflict there, except for the fact that when they cut down trees, it doesn't necessarily cause earthquakes. And Oklahoma's had a bunch. And last year, there's normally about 50 that are recordable, and only a few of those will be felt. Last year, there were 43 that were felt, including two of them by me, and I had never felt any before. But and they've been trying to investigate it here. However, we do have a problem. The newspaper, The Oklahoman, is it's pro-oil and gas from the word go. I checked their website today. They don't have any comments on this New York Times article. I'm anxious to see what they come of it. The Tulsa newspaper hasn't said very much about the connection between Ryan and Oklahoma even, but the Tulsa World is a little more liberal than the Oklahoman, but we suffer from lack of information in Oklahoma because everything is owned by the oil and gas industry.
Well, you do your best to Karen Webb, again, Oklahoma-based journalist and regular contributor,
yes,
to the Oklahoma Observer, where she just wrote the article, Atlas Shrugged, Jesus Wept, which is about the choice of Paul Ryan to be the vice presidential nominee under the Republican ticket with Mitt Romney. What's it like... being a liberal, what are you, a liberal muckraker? How would you describe yourself?
A muckraker or whatever? Is that the word you're trying to come up with?
No, that used to be an honorable business. I mean, Ida Tarbell was the great journalist who discovered investigative journalism and broke
I can tell you, the best one here is named Frosty Troy.
Uh-huh.
And he still does editorials in the Oklahoma Observer, and he speaks all over the United States and everything. But it is kind of rough here because everything's from the same organizations. It's like you very rarely hear a liberal side of anything in Oklahoma. it doesn't matter what you're talking about, the news, the newspapers. It's a very unusual thing. Now, Oklahoma used to be very Democratic, very. And now it's gone completely on the other side. I don't think there's any... I keep hoping it'll get better, but we keep getting people. If we get people in Congress, they're nearly always like Dan Boren.
Which are the tools of the oil and gas industry.
Yes, definitely. Either that or... Now, some of the ones on the Republican side are actually probably more controlled by the evangelical Christian community.
I see.
Langford. I was reading where he had this this panel discussion in Edmond about fracking specifically, and there was not anyone on his investigative committee that was against fracking. No one. All of them were for. There are people I noticed where there was a man who was filing suit in Oklahoma. With having oil and gas coming up in his groundwater and having a dead zone in his wheat field because of it coming up. And that's where most of the complaints have been, is because it does come back up. If everything's not exactly right, it comes up through the ground. Because all they do is take all that stuff and pump it into the ground. There's not like a tank of some kind they put it in. They just put it into the ground, and then it comes back up. And here, oh, gosh, every ad you see on TV comes from the petroleum people about how they're keeping everything so clean. All of it. There's just not any pollution in Oklahoma. There was a deal... I can't remember the exact name of the town, but it's somewhere over way in the eastern, northeastern part of Oklahoma, and they had a huge problem. They have had the entire town has had to leave because of the oil industry and the pollution that's there. And Dan Boren and Jim Inhofe, none of them came out against anything that was happening for the most part. It was like, you know, well, so what if there's this big, huge tar pit here? And they had to, everybody had to move. The entire town nearly is gone now because of that. And he didn't appear to be very upset about it. Neither, you know, he didn't get, you know, decide, why is this happening here? It was just something that just happens, I guess. Because he's not very, I don't ever remember him coming out on any issue against the oil and gas industry, ever. Now, I don't know, I haven't heard Paul Ryan talk too much about it, but I don't expect he's a whole lot different because he probably gets quite a bit of money from it, too. Now, Boren claims that, kind of like Romney does, that he doesn't have anything to do with selling the oil leases. You know, he doesn't have anything to do with deciding where they do it or anything, none of that.
Right, but he leaves that up to his uncle, who is Dan Little, who is the father-in-law of Paul Ryan. So he's the guy that actually runs the family business and signs all of these oil and gas leases for the purposes of fracking. So that's the part of it. You would think that at some point or other, the people who in this country that are concerned about fracking would be able to put two and two together.
I found an interesting remark by the representative that represents my district is Tom Cole. Now, he's not one of the most outspoken Oklahoma congressmen, but he remarked that he went on it's in the Oklahoman article, that he went on a congressional traveling trip with Paul and Jenna Ryan, and he said it was they were just wonderful. It was like traveling with a president and his wife, is what he said. He also made an interesting comment that Paul Ryan and Dan Boren are responsible for killing half the game in Oklahoma. They like hunting, but everything here is coming out extremely positive about Ryan being on the ticket, which doesn't surprise me. I mean, there is no other voice in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma Observer is the only other voice that I know of. There aren't any commentators in Oklahoma that do any kind of interviews with people. Well, I take that back. There's a couple on the radio, but there's not anything on television.
Well, again, I'm speaking with Karen Webb, who is an Oklahoma-based journalist and regular contributor to the Oklahoma Observer, where she just wrote the article, Atlas Shrugged, Jesus Wept. And we're talking about the source of the wealth of the Paul Ryan family, largely through his wife, Jenna, whose father, Dan Little, runs the family oil business for his nephew, who is the Democratic congressman, Dan Boren, whose father was the Democratic senator of the state of Oklahoma, David Boren. Dan Boren is stepping down. He has been a huge defender of the oil and gas business as co-chairman of the House Natural Gas Caucus. He has blocked any move on the part of federal regulators to restrain the drilling and fracking, and he has also restrained efforts of the Obama administration to curtail tax benefits for oil and gas industries, and has joined with the Republicans to make sure that the fracking is not prohibited under the Safe Water Drinking Act. So that's a summary. Just in closing, Karen Webb, I guess what you should do, if you can, is just keep me posted on what's happening at a local level and who I can talk to further about the first family in fracking here. The Ryan family.
Well, they had a good one would be Frosty Troy.
Right.
And I have a couple of other friends who do a whole lot on in the area of environmental.
Good. Well, let's stay in touch, and I thank you so much for joining us here today.
Oh, sure. Thank you very much.
Again, I've been speaking. Bye-bye. Again, I've been speaking with Karen Webb, who's an Oklahoma-based journalist and regular contributor to the Oklahoma Observer, where she just wrote the article, Atlas Shrugged, Jesus Wept. We're going to take a brief station break and be back talking about what's happening in the state of Pennsylvania to overcome the fact that 1 million likely Democratic voters have been denied the vote.